Elsewhere, Pakistan says it's surprised to be named a party to Saudi Arabia's newly formed alliance against terrorism. Foreign Secretary Ehzaz Chaudhry says Pakistan was included in the military alliance without its consent. He says he has asked Islamabad's ambassador in Riyadh to clarify the matter. Another senior Pakistani official also confirmed that Islamabad was not consulted about the inclusion. On Tuesday, Saudi Arabia announced the formation of a 34-nation military alliance to fight terrorism. This is not the first time Saudi Arabia includes Pakistan in its military alliances without Islamabad's knowledge and approval. In April, the Saudis listed Pakistan as a member of a military coalition bombing Yemen. Pakistan later declined to join the Saudi-led war. Islamabad says it will deploy troops to fight abroad only for UN peacekeeping missions. Javed Rana joins us now from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Javed, talk to us about the inclusion of Pakistan in Saudi Arabia's newly formed alliance against terrorism.
Well, Pakistan has once again caught off guard. Pakistan was apparently not consulted in this to include itself in the coalition. And that is what we are hearing informally from Pakistanese officials. Within the next few hours, maybe tomorrow, by tomorrow, the situation would be clear when Islamabad would come up with a formal statement. But nonetheless, as the situation on the ground, it appears that Pakistan is unlikely to join this coalition for a variety of reasons. Pakistan doesn't want to become a part of any sectarian conflict, which is quite obvious now in the Middle East. Pakistan would not like to send its troops to fight against any terrorist organization inside Syria or any other Middle Eastern countries. Nonetheless, however, going by the track record, given the fact that Pakistan has got a very close economic and defense ties with Saudi Arabia, Pakistan has already made it clear in the past, and now the situation is not very different, that in case the Saudis in territorial integrity is threatened, in that case, Pakistan will go with all out its military force and would defend Saudi Arabia's territorial integrity. But that situation has not arrived. Similarly, if Pakistan is required to conduct any anti-terror operation, counter-terrorism operation, in that case, Pakistan would certainly engage its troops, and that has been the precedent. There have been many precedents in the past, but including itself into 34-country alliance, I think that is most unlikely to happen. Pakistan, nonetheless, would be ready to engage its troops if there is some sort of request under the OIC, but we haven't seen any such request from the OIC so far.
All right, thank you very much, Javed Rana, our correspondent, speaking to us from Islamabad.